Jim Taylor. Jim.
Hello there.
How are you, Jim?
Well, I am fine, thank you. John and I have known each other for a long, 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 long time. I think, actually, I was saying that the other day that I think our birth certificates are etched into a wall in a cave somewhere.
You know? Or should be, Jim.
Or should be, yeah. Yeah, but I've known John since, I guess I went to Vancouver to work in 1966, and I think I probably knew him about 10 seconds later.
Well, you know, I was with Canadian Press at that time.
Sure.
And what I remember is being told that they were going to put a whole bunch of bright young reporters into Vancouver at that time. And it was suggested that I might go. And I found out that there was a guy named Taylor going to go, and he was either going to write football or hockey. And eventually got a column, which turned out to be maybe the best read sports column Canada has ever seen since Jim Coleman. And I thought, I'm not going to go compete with that Taylor creature. And I've always avoided competing with you. It's one of the reasons I made friends with you as quick as I could.
Yeah, well, you know, I go back and I wrote about 7,500 of them, I guess. And in those days, we wrote five a week. I see guys writing 3 a week now, and I think of it as retirement. But since the business is dying anyway, it's academic. But anyway, I want to tell you, you know, Jason was asking me about if I knew any stories.
Be careful.
Yeah,
there are lawsuits.
I just want to tell one, and I've never used your name before, but who cares now? And 1973 Grey Cup night before, we're going down the hall having closed the Schenley Suite, and I hear a voice that sounds a lot like Ray Nettles, and then I hear your voice, John. Mm-hmm. And I look in, and there's Peter Palmer, Ray Nettles, and the big guy, Jamie Rotella from the Hamilton Tiger Cats, who, if he went after you, it'd be like being chased by the Chrysler Building. You know, I mean, he was just... And
he was in a bad mood.
And he was in a really bad mood. There was Nettles, Peter Palmer...
George McGowan.
Trevor McGowan. No, George wasn't there yet, because he had told you that you could go, and that's why you were there. And there was a girl there... And I didn't get the impression that she'd stumbled in on the way to the nunnery. But anyway, there's John, and he's sitting there in the middle of the in a chair in the middle of the floor saying to Jamie Rotella, "No, I'm not leaving. George McGowan said I could come here, and I'm here." And Rotella says something to the effect of, "You'll go through the door or you'll go through the window." And Peter Palmer looked at me, and he waved, and he said, "Come in and help me out." So I went in, and I talked John into not getting up and fighting Jamie Rotella. But as we're leaving, he turns around, he looks at Rotella, and he says, "Okay, I'm going, but you might not have been able to do it, you know." And all of a sudden, Rotella is charging across the room, and Peter says, "Taylor!" So I went over and I get John, and I said, "John, listen, you could probably take Rotella, but there's three of them, and I'd be no good." So it's 3-1, and, you know, they fight dirty. And he said, "Okay, then." So we left, and Peter looked at me and said, "Thank you." So I saved John's life.
Or maybe Rotella's.
Or possibly Jamie's.
Well, for those who don't know, John, you grew up, you and George Chevalier are really good friends.
I grew up in Detroit as a young guy. I was around boxing gyms from very young. Eventually I wound up with more scars on my head than I got on my knuckles, but it wasn't true for a long time.
But you know, the thing is, and John and I keep in touch. They were over here at the lake, he and Marta, in this past summer. But the thing is, we had fun. And I'm not too sure that there's time for anybody to have fun in the business now. Maybe there is, but the internet has changed everything, and it's killing newspapers. But it has changed everything, and we used to have a lot of time to have a lot of fun. And John and I had some of it.
You know what I remember best, Jim? I mean, there's so many stories that we can't tell, but one that I love is the fact that when you and I would wind up on committees, the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame Selection Committee, various things that we wind up doing as media guys who were not yet old fart media guys, and they'd be saying at the end, "Well, what are we going to do as a group?" And quite quickly they'd say, "Well, Short and Taylor won't come with us because they're going to go somewhere and have two beer and listen to great music, which is what we did a lot of the time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and also I got a little tired of committees whose first job was to make sure they could sell tickets to the dinner.
I remember those too. So you knew when we had this telephone conversation yesterday that this was coming, did you?
Yes.
Thanks for the warning.
Well, I know, but I was afraid you might hide or something. And I'm sure that there are a lot of other people who have stories to tell, and I'm going to, through the wonders of the internet, I'm just going to sit and listen to the whole show. And so don't just remember, if you're going to tell lies about me, I am listening.
Jim, I could tell almost anything about you, and it unlikely it would be a lie. Timing might change a little, but that's all.
That's right, yes.
Now, Jim, you were involved, even though you never were based in Edmonton, you're involved a lot with Edmonton. The Gretzky book, you just had the book with Cam Tate. You're turning a young 80 in, I think, 6 weeks, you told me, early
yeah,
April.
Yeah, March the 16th.
Yeah, okay. So do you...
If anyone wants to send presents.
Okay, March 16th. Do you have any other books coming out?
Not now. I don't know. We've had my wife passed away, and I've kind of gone into a hole for a while. But you know, Jason, I've done 16 of them. I mean, that would seem to be enough. But if I get the urge and something comes up, yeah. I got to tell you though, I told someone off the air, I still have my Underwood typewriter.
Oh, do you have
I've seen it. I saw it there. As a matter of fact, in July.
Yes, and you know, my wife used to kid me because she'd say, I don't mind you keeping it, but I think keeping two spare ribbons is a tad optimistic.
Thank you, my friend. The next telephone call's mine.
All righty.